Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
God wants us to believe His Word. That when He tells us something, we are to obey it. It's not door number one, door number two, door number three. God, did you know something? God is not democratic. God will not ask your opinion. All God asks for is your obedience. It's important that when the Lord speaks to us out of our Bibles, that we follow Him. I need to mention to you about witchcraft, because He talked about rebellion and witchcraft. Witchcraft is the desire to operate in the spirit realm apart from obedience to God. A lot of Christians operating in witchcraft because they disobey God, but they still want to say they have a relationship with God or the realm of the spirit. That's what witches do. They say, I don't want to obey the God of the Bible, but I still want to dabble in the spiritual things. And that's why it's so easy to get into witchcraft, control. It's not the control of the spirit, it's the control of the flesh. It's so dangerous for us to do that. Disobedience opens the door to demonic influence in our lives. That's why the Bible tells us that rebellion to God is as the sin of witchcraft and stubbornness as bad as worshiping idols. It opens the door to demons. It opens the door to bondages. That's how many people get in lots of trouble. You think you're just disobeying God about a little thing. It's just a little thing. People, disobedience is never a little thing. Disobedience opens the door to the enemy in your life. Now, I need to have you say that to each other. Look at the person next to you and say, when you disobey God, you are opening the door for Satan in your life. The next principle I want to mention is that of forgiveness. And it's often overlooked as not being so important. However, unforgiveness blocks your prayers. It opens the doors once again to demonic attack, and it prevents you from receiving forgiveness from God. Sounds very serious, and it really is. Now, the Bible says in Mark 11 and 25, when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him so that your Father in heaven may forgive you of your sins. I believe the two leading causes of Christians missing heaven will be disobedience and unforgiveness. It's so subtle, people. Listen to me, please, and save yourself. It's so easy not to forgive someone for how they treated you. And it's too easy to disobey God in some area of your life. And yet, the Bible says that when many come before the Lord in that day and say, Lord, Lord, He's going to say, I don't know you because you disobeyed me. You worked lawlessness. In other words, you went your own way. You deviated from what the scripture says. In Matthew chapter 18 and 32, I should say, Jesus gave a parable about forgiveness. Now, I want you to listen to this because this really helps us to understand how grave unforgiveness is. It says, the king called in the man he had forgiven. There was a man that the king had forgiven of a debt that it was impossible for him to pay. And so Jesus, in talking about unforgiveness, is trying to put us in the same place of this parable, that we have a debt impossible for us to pay to God. What was that debt? Our sins. Jesus Christ came and died for your sins. If He had not, you would not be going to heaven today. It's impossible for you to pay that debt. It's impossible for you even to die for yourself because you're sinful. The only thing that we deserve is to be judged. But here, this man, this king, forgave the man of the debt he owed. And this is what Jesus is saying. The king called in the man which he had forgiven the debt, and he said, you are an evil servant. Now remember, this is about unforgiveness. So the first thing I need to point out is that Jesus tells us, God tells us unforgiveness is evil. I forgave you that tremendous debt because you pleaded with me. Shouldn't you have mercy on your fellow servant just as I have had mercy on you? So when God gives us mercy, he expects us to extend mercy to others. When God blesses us, he expects us to bless others. That's why the Bible said to Abraham, God said to Abraham, you shall be blessed and you shall be a blessing. When you receive mercy, you are to extend mercy, not withhold it from people. And if you do, God says you're evil. The Bible says, and then the king was angry. What does that mean? God is angered by unforgiveness. And he sent the man to prison to be tortured. Now, let me break this down for you. Allowing the enemy to torture us and to put us into bondages is what God does when we do not forgive. Now, the word torture there means pain, physical pain. It means emotional distress. It means trouble. It affects your income and your finances. In fact, in Matthew 5 and 24, it says, leave your offering at the altar and first be restored to your brother in relationship. You see, everything you do in life really hinges around how you treat others. What are the two greatest commandments, people? You know them. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, your soul, your mind, your spirit, all of your strength, but the second is like unto it. Jesus said it has the same type of power behind it. It's like unto it. Love your neighbor as yourself. And when you love God, there's that vertical obedience to God. And when you love others, there's that horizontal obedience, and it forms the cross. God does not expect you to only love him. He wants you to love those he's created. He wants you to love your brothers, and he wants you to love your sisters as well. Now, this is really very, very interesting. Because at the end, verse 35 says, Jesus sums it up by saying, and this is what my heavenly Father will do to you also if you refuse to forgive. In other words, forgiveness is a choice. You can choose to forgive and choose not to forgive. But the Bible says, Jesus says, my heavenly Father will send you to prison to be tortured as well if you refuse to forgive your brothers and your sisters from your heart. Now, this is interesting when it says from your heart, because what it literally means is a broken heart. It means to forgive with a broken heart. Think about this. The person who wounded you broke your heart. And the Lord says, when you forgive, I want you to forgive out of that broken, wounded heart. We are to forgive people when our heart is broken. When we're wounded, not when we get over it. See me in about 5 years, I'll talk to you again. Lose my number. Don't call me again, ever. I'll get over it in time. No, Jesus says the time to forgive is while your heart is still broken. He said you must forgive out of a broken heart. Jesus forgave that way from the cross. In fact, the Bible tells us, and scientists tell us, that he died of a broken heart. When the centurion took the spear and he put it in Jesus' side to see if he was dead. He had already died. But the Bible says water and blood came out of his side. And we say that's how the church was born. Wonderful. What it showed was that his heart had ruptured. He actually died of a broken heart as he gave forgiveness to those who wounded him and tortured him when he was innocent. There is a whole revelation about this, people. I'm just going to touch on it because our time is far spent. And I just want to mention just a couple of things. And that is this. God will allow you to suffer. God doesn't cause situations to happen, but God will allow it to happen. This is a theme I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, and now the Lord is bringing it up to me again to tell you this. Because some people think if you're going through things, if you've had problems, if things are going on in your life and you're suffering, it's because you've sinned. No, 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 my friend, no, no. There are some things that only suffering can develop in our life to become like the character of Christ. You have to go through it. You have to go through it. Not a sermon that is preached that often, but you have to go through it. Now listen to a few scriptures. Psalm 51 and 17 says, the sacrifices of God are a broken and a wounded heart. Listen to me. What does God want? A broken and a wounded heart. Isaiah 53 and 3 says, Jesus was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. Listen, yet it pleased the Lord. It was the will of God to crush him and to put him to grief. Some people say, well, God will never let anything happen to me. That's not true. God will let you grieve. God will let you be brokenhearted because he's formulating the character of Christ in you.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve, and each of us have a prophetic destiny. Every person born is simply searching for the why and the how of their existence. Everyone wants to know, why am I here? And how do I accomplish my true purpose? Well, the why and the how of our existence can only be found in God, our Creator. The Bible says, know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. Your purpose is discovered by receiving Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And you will never gain greater satisfaction in life than to serve your true purpose. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
And 1 Peter 4 and 1 says, therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. In other words, Jesus suffered, I'm going to suffer. Oh, that's not a very happy confession. It's just a true one. Trouble, disappointment, hurts, emotional wounds will come to your life. The Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. But you will go through afflictions. And nothing will be wrong with you. It'll simply be because God is formulating the character of Christ in you through that suffering. 1 Peter 4:12 says, beloved, do not be astonished at the fiery trial which is to come upon you to test you as some strange thing is happening to you.
Well, I pay my tithes. I go to church. I'm always there when the door is open. I love everybody. I treat everybody right. Why? Why am I going through all of these trials? The Holy Spirit says, don't be surprised. It's not strange.
It says, but you should rejoice because you are being made a partaker of Christ's sufferings. Philippians 3 and 10, to know Christ and his unlimited power, you must experience the fellowship of his suffering. I'm going to say it again. God uses suffering to conform us to the image of his son. Hebrews 5 and 8, even though Christ was God's son, he learned obedience through the things that he suffered. Jesus had to experience the power to forgive. He had to forgive those who betrayed him. He had to forgive those who crucified him. In Luke 12 and 33, it says, and when they had come to the place called Calvary, there they crucified him, with criminals, one on each side. Have you ever been accused for something you never did and you were found guilty? Probably not. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing. Whatever you have suffered, my friends, you must forgive for Jesus' sake. The Bible says that's how God forgives us. He forgives us for Jesus' sake and what he suffered. Ephesians 4:32, it says, be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. So much more I want to say, and I'll have to say it next week. But I want you to know this today. Let me finish with this scripture for you, because it's a powerful scripture. In Genesis chapter 5, verse 19 and 20, I'll set the scene for you. Joseph's father had just died, Jacob, and his brothers who had betrayed him and sold him into slavery caused great pain in his life for many, many years. And God promoted him to be the second in charge of Egypt. His father just passed away, Joseph. And now the brothers are afraid that he will try to get even because of what they had done, stealing his life for so long and taking away even the time that he had with his father. And now his father was dead. They were afraid and they said, we'll be your slaves. Please don't punish us too harshly. Don't kill us. Listen to what Joseph said. Do not be afraid of me. Am I God? Am I God to judge and to punish you? Some people think they're God, to judge others and to punish them because of the way they treated them. No, you're not God. Only God is able to judge. We should not be judging each other. Even when we make mistakes, even when you're falsely treated, even when people hurt you and wound you, you should not judge them. That's God's priority. It's not ours. Joseph said, am I God that I should punish you? And then he said, as far as I'm concerned, God turned into good what you meant for evil. He brought me to this high position I have today so that I could save the lives of many people. People, listen to me today. There's always a reason. I don't care what heartache you've gone through. I don't care what people have done to you. I don't care how hard it was. I don't care how despicable it was. There's always a reason. And you have to forgive. Because you're not in the place of God. God knows what happened. But you have to give it to God. You have to trust God with it. Regardless of what you think, your circumstances are better today because of it. Joseph had to... He had to look back and he had to admit, if you hadn't done this to me, I wouldn't be where I am today. You meant evil, but God meant good. God allowed this evil situation, something good to come out of this evil situation, for here he has promoted me today so that I can help others. The very things that hurt and wound us the most often become our ministry to others. The Bible says, comfort those with the same comfort you received when you were down, when you were hurting. You're on the other side of it now, and God expects you to comfort someone else. The thing that wounded you will often become the ministry that God has to save others. Come on, let's all stand. We'll complete this tomorrow. I'm sorry, not tomorrow. Unless you want to show up at about, 7 o'clock. We'll complete this next Sunday. I hope the Lord has spoken to you today about something that we've said. My heart is overwhelmed today because when I deal with this, it's so real. And if you've ever been hurt, if you've ever been wounded to your core, this is a very, very deep sermon and message. Can I say this? If you've never been hurt to your core, keep on living. It will come. I'm not speaking bad things on you. I'm speaking truth to you. It's only when you suffer and you're wounded and you're betrayed that you can begin to understand your Lord and your Master. and the price that he paid for you. Some of you are going through that right now. You're so wounded. You feel so betrayed. You don't know what to do with yourself. People have done bad things to you. People don't even know. The people next to you have no idea of what you're going through and what you've gone through. But God knows today, and he wants to comfort you. And he wants you to return that comfort to others. Who are you today? Who is the Lord talking to in particular? He's talking to all of us today because these things will surely happen. God doesn't want you to be ashamed of what you've gone through. God doesn't want what got you to keep you down. God wants it to take you up. God wants to promote you. God wants to use you. God wants you to minister to others. But you've got to have the victory first. You've got to have the victory over this thing. You've got to let somebody go. You can't keep drawing X's over the faces of the people who have betrayed you. You can't keep throwing darts at their faces. You can't keep putting pins and needles in doll-like figures of people who have abandoned you, who weren't there for you, who turned on you. Some your best friends, some your mother, some your father, some your brother, some your sister, some your spouse. You can't keep living like that. You have to let them go. You have to release them to the justice of God. And you've got to go on living. You can't stop living. You've got to go on. God knew it. God saw it. God allowed it. But he's promoting you so that you can minister to others. And you're joining in the sufferings of Jesus. The Lord loves you so much today. He had me teach this message to you. Some of you are suffering silently and have been so for months and years. And the Lord says today is your day of deliverance, your day of letting go, your day of embracing the pain without shame. What happened to you is nobody else's business. It's just between you and God. But I'm going to invite you to the front today so that God will strengthen you and he'll help you to let those things go in your life. Who are you today? Who is God talking to today? Come forward at this time. Come on forward. There are many of you here. It's nobody's business. But you better recognize it. You better take care of it. God is calling us forth to deal with the hurts, the way people treated us, the abandonment issues. You were let go from a job and they didn't do it right. They did it in a despicable manner. They hurt you to the core. You were abandoned by your spouse. You were betrayed by your spouse. Betrayed by your mother, betrayed by your father. These things are real, I'm talking about. There was one individual who told a story, and this really happened. His mother had a boyfriend, and he wanted to sleep with the daughter. And to keep her boyfriend, she got her all fixed up and said, "You can sleep with her." It's not just the picture, it's real. That really happened. Kinds of things happen we have no idea. We have no idea the pain that people are in. But we need to love people out of their pain. Don't just look at a person the way they behave and condemn them. You don't know what they've been through. You don't know the horror they're still going through. You love them and you pray for them despite the way they behave.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab.
The title of the message for today is The Blessings of Obedience and Forgiveness, Part 2. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Father, we come to you today in the name of Jesus, your Holy Son. Your word declares the righteous cry and the Lord hears and delivers them. out of all of their troubles. When I cry unto thee, then mine enemies are turned back. Father, you see the opposition in our lives. You see the trouble in our lives. You see the problems in our lives. And so today we are asking for divine intervention. We thank you for your love. We thank you for divine protection. And we ask now, Lord, that you would make yourself very real in our situations right now and help us, deliver us. We thank you for hearing us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.